Hello
and welcome to the center of Death Valley.
I'm Dave.
And I'm John.
You tried to be Dave at the end of the last episode, you little fucking Muppet. Hard T Muppet.
Hard T Muppet. Hey man, Muppet. Only we can say that. It's Muppet. Muppet to you. No, that's, I take that back. Why don't you introduce us?
We are the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast.
And Variety Show.
And Band. Cough Core. Cicada Core. A lot of cores. We're core.
Yeah. We are the core podcast. How did this happen?
Are these both
yours? Okay, yeah. I was like, how are the...
I stole one.
How is the purple lighter multiplying?
Magic.
No,
I should have just lied to you and said it appeared.
Yeah, because it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy. You see, here's the thing that they won't tell you, the government and the big news outlets. Lighters, especially purple lighters, reproduce on their own.
Asexually,
and are actually an alien race that came here from the planet...
Lightor, and they're Lightorians.
Yeah. In the Gamma Quadrant.
It's always the Gamma Quadrant.
Yeah,
have you noticed that with alien conspiracies?
Yeah, they had to get through the wormhole to get to us. And they had to pass Deep Space Nine.
and have sex with Quark. I'm convinced he's a sex god. Any man who fucks a Klingon is a sex god.
Quark the Klingon... No, Quark the Ferengi from Deep Space Nine is my fucking spirit animal.
Maybe he'll be mentioned in today's episode. Maybe not. Who knows?
I know you wanted to talk about...
conspiracy theories. And,
yeah.
So I've been on a YouTube deep dive, as I get... I found a channel called The Y-Files that do all kinds of weird conspiracy theory videos. It was probably because I went down that metaphysics deep hole.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that might have started it. There is a lot of overlap between hardcore conspiracy theorists and also hardcore metaphysics.
New Age thinkers.
People, yeah.
So, I think the first one I want to talk about... This is where I get the Madman Markham stories. Madman Markham? You remember the time traveler?
The time traveler. From, he's like the guy that...
Jumped into a plasma vortex.
He built Jacob's Ladder...
But went too hard.
Yeah, the Jacob's Ladder electrical thing that some of our listeners might know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you can just look up
Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder, really electrical cool. thing, and I'm They're, sure you'll see, it's like two wires and an arc of electricity.
That rides up and it's like a ladder.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And he made a big one, and
he made one that was too big.
Apparently stepped into it and traveled into another time, which I find dubious, but whatever, what do I know?
Yeah.
I live in the center of Death Valley, I don't know shit.
You're a fucking Muppet. Hard T.
We've had time travelers here, they just didn't do that.
Yeah, they just appeared and disappeared, like extra reality creatures.
What they told me is that they traveled into their own buttholes so far that they went into themselves and then like came out into another time.
Why is it always buttholes with you?
Because this is the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast, and we are sponsored by buttholes.
Yeah, buttholes today.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching this channel, and I think the first story, you like CIA conspiracy theories, right?
Fuck yeah. So many of the conspiracy theories about the CIA turn out to be true, like MK Ultra.
Yeah, where they were giving LSD to people in San Francisco and trying to brainwash them and make super soldiers.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, these crazy hippies, they're just taking drugs and saying it's the government, but then, no, it was the government. So I am down with some CIA conspiracy theories.
Let's start off with the Gateway Project. I know you know about this.
I do know about the Gateway Project. I'm actually acutely familiar with this one.
You practiced it, haven't you?
I listened to the recordings, yes. I tried them, and they were very, very interesting. I will say, I think they were onto something, just not necessarily what they thought they were onto. But anyway, yes.
You mean the out-of-body experiences and traveling to other realities?
The Gateway Project, so the listeners know, this was an actual project within the CIA to see that if humans could unlock latent psychic capabilities,
which is a big thing in the CIA, in the CIA in the 60s and 70s, and same with Russia too. They were also trying to make psychic spies.
Yeah, and I commend them for testing the possibilities. I think that, you know, some of the things were not good, but this was one of those that, at least what I know of, it isn't the worst thing in the world, like MK Ultra, which is crazy shit.
Yeah. When it's based in reality, it's kind of fucked up, but when it gets into metaphysics, they were getting into stuff. Like,
they were going into Eastern philosophies and, like, Asian magical practices and meditation and visualization.
What it does is induces a meditative state.
They were using binaural beats, binaural, like, sounds and stuff to unlock certain, like, wavelengths in the brain. And so they were really experimenting with some interesting shit.
Some shamanistic ideas. Yeah. The drum beat, but making two different tones and creating a tone between those tones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so...
It's very interesting metaphysical work.
That's a really interesting place to start. I feel like that's not really much of a conspiracy, though.
Because it's real.
Yeah, because that just happened.
You can find the files.
Yeah, it's all available.
They talk about a supreme being in it.
Mm-hmm. It gets weird and culty after a while, and that's sort of the problem.
You know, they actually based off some of their research off of the Meninger Foundation, which I mentioned in the Doug Boyd episode.
The what now? The Meningitis Foundation?
Yeah, the Meninger Foundation. Out in Topeka, Kansas. Mm. Now in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
They run a psych ward.
You did mention this.
They looked at the work that Edgar Green and Alice Green were doing. You know, Doug Boyd's parents.
Yeah.
With Swami Rama. And that's where they got the basis for a lot of their work. It's even mentioned in the files, I believe.
All right. Well...
And that's the most legitimate books I've read.
All right, well, let's get into some...
The man comes off as the most... Doug Boyd comes off as the most credible observer I've ever read.
Yeah, but let's get into some real... I mean...
You want to try this one?
Yeah, let's get into some real conspiracy shit, though. Okay, you're saying,
so...
I want to know... I want to hear about some aliens.
Okay.
I want to hear about how the World Trade Center's... supporting beams were actually made out of butter or some shit
like
that.
Okay. So, let's talk about Project 8200, which is another CIA psychic project. It started off as a Stanford Institution of Technology project.
Okay.
They were studying paranormal things like telepathy.
Telekinesis. What
their main field of study was remote viewing.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is particularly interesting, which is a practice of you put yourself again into a meditative state, and you view another location.
Okay, so that's an interesting thing to be looking into.
The remote viewers were Ingrid something, and Colin Copperfield or something, just like the most... standard name, or Joe Copperfield.
Like Joe Blow.
Yeah, something really generic. He was a cop. He had used his powers before to solve cases.
Old John Brown.
Yeah, something. He was doing... Not the author of fucking... What was that Tom Hanks movie? Angels and Demons?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
It was,
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code. I figured it out. I cracked it.
So, the...
So, they do these remote viewings.
and with the writer of the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. Movie. And he's particularly good. The CIA even hires him on to do projects with them. At one point, he...
Coughcore. He uses some nice, moist Coughcore beats.
The CIA operator has him try to view his cabin. And up until this point, they've been viewing all these military installations. And they view into this NSA site that picks up on all the radio signal. It's in the national radio free zone. It's in a very secure location. People aren't supposed to know about it. And he finds out about all these classified projects that the NSA is running.
Okay.
Project Green Shell, Project Eggshell.
What is that?
I don't know. They never say what's in the projects.
Okay.
But he knows the names of these projects. And these are Dave details on the names of the projects. I don't remember the name. You expect me to fucking remember the names of these stupid projects?
I don't know. I hope so. They're like secret NSA.
I don't care. I know the government's spying on me.
Okay, fair enough.
I carry around a spying device. We all do.
So
there's a conspiracy theory for you. The government's using your phone to spy on you.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a conspiracy theory. It's fact. We know they track our location with radio signals and cell phone towers. That's why there's so many cell phone towers, so they can bounce off and find you more easily.
Yeah.
Triangulate your location.
It also really helps with the 5G waves that go into your brain and give you free Wi-Fi in your brain.
But make you pregnant if you're a man.
Yeah. And it makes the freaking frogs gay.
Yeah. Definitely made the frogs gay.
So, alright, so... Project Koopa Shell.
Oh, so Project 8200. So they do these remote viewings, and they're like, wow, you're very accurate. You know about these things that you shouldn't know about. Let's start looking for Soviet sites. So they have him look for the sites in Russia. But he's not pulled to Russia, he's pulled to Alaska instead. Mount Rainier. It's one in the middle of it. Mount Henry or something.
I'm not familiar with Alaskan mountains.
We're going to call it Mount Rainier. Mount
Rainier is in California.
I thought it was in Washington or Oregon.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Northern California, Washington, Oregon. It's all one big state.
Yeah, it's just one place. There's no difference between them.
When the Union dissolves, they'll become their own country. Just like Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona will.
Yeah. We'll be the country with all the guns.
So, he looks in and finds this mountain, and he's like, why am I looking at this place? So, he leaves the project, and he goes back, and he looks on his own later, and he finds an alien setup underneath it.
What?
Yeah, there's aliens under a mountain in Alaska.
Oh my god! Holy shit, so did he clap those alien cheeks?
No. He tells his bosses about it, and they start having him do more remote viewings. And he does a couple more for him. He draws out a map of the structure and everything. And then he goes home and he does reviewing again, and he just dies.
Damn, he didn't get to clap those alien cheeks.
No, he did not.
That's sad.
But the aliens look like us, apparently.
So that would mean that they have clappable cheeks.
Yes.
Oh my god. Dude, we gotta clap some alien cheeks, Dave. I hope they're green.
Don't no. you?
And
no,
a little
not.
Slimy.
Why is that your hope?
With veins?
Veiny?
Yeah, you know.
Veiny cheeks.
Veiny, slightly slimy green cheeks.
No.
That's what I want to clap.
What, are you in the Japanese monster porn?
Well, yeah.
Oh my god.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I just like
I
girls.
I thought that was universal.
No, I just like girls with giant dicks.
I thought every... Well, yeah, that too, but I
no,
mean...
No, come on, you don't like that. I know you don't like that. Well, first time I sent you one of those, you were like, what the fuck did you just send me?
That,
you like when I showed it to you, you were like, you like this? They, I was like, this is, I don't know, like, look at it. There's something about a dick the size of an arm.
The only reason I didn't like it was because, you know, it didn't have that spice that I like.
That's gooey.
I didn't notice. See, the thing about what I saw is that they all had nice, smooth, usually dry, but not always, but generally not slightly slimy, although sometimes. But I mean,
there was some slime in those. There was a lot of slime.
Flesh-colored butts.
Oh, and yeah.
No veins popping. Nothing like that. No, you know, multi-pronged tentacles coming out with teeth in them.
No pronged dicks.
Yeah, you know, so I was just not on board with that. If the chicks with dicks had pronged dicks, I would have been on board.
Chicks with dicks with pronged dicks.
Chicks with pronged dicks. Prongle chicks. That's what I like. This episode is brought to you by
Prongles.
Prongle dicks.
We already brought you by buttholes, but now we're brought to you by prongle dicks.
Well, yeah, you know.
Oh, no.
What happened? We were punished for our hubris.
It was God acting upon us.
Yeah.
Why is there still smoke? Are you on fire? Am I on fire? I think we're good.
We were smoked.
The Muppet was smoking. I had to bang him against a rock. Are you okay, John?
I think so. I don't know anymore. Yeah, we were punished for our wrongdoings. But anyway, yeah, no, we are definitely brought to you by both buttholes and prongle dicks.
So the story continues.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot.
The CIA gets very interested in this alien site.
Yes.
And they get some more remote viewers, and they find out there's four of them. There's one in Africa, there's one in Australia, there's one in Alaska, and then there's one in Peru. All under mountains. All under big mountains.
Do you want to hear my Peruvian accent?
Of course, it's season 7. Come on.
I am Peruvian.
No, you're Norwegian.
No.
Yes.
I am a Peruvian.
Sven, get out of here.
My name is not Sven.
Your name is Sven. It's not Pedro.
It's Pedro.
Get the fuck out of here, Sven. Don't say you're Pedro. That's racist. This is offensive. I don't even know if I would have finished talking about aliens now.
My name is a Pedro.
A Pedro? Why are you all so fucking French? A Pedro. I'm sorry, you're Norwegian.
I'm not the friend.
You're Italian?
No, I'm Peruvian.
That's not Peruvian.
No. Do you want the nicest spicy Peruvian meatball?
No. Get the fuck out of here.
From coca leaves. So you don't get sick. Up in the mountains. Up in the mountains.
What the fuck just happened? Okay, I thought we were just gonna have a nice episode about talking about aliens, but then you started doing the fucking Pedro thing.
I asked ahead of time if you wanted me to do a Peruvian accent. So I'm giving my Peruvian accent. Up in the mountain of Peru.
Oh my god.
And then we go down to the sea.
With the spaghettis and meatballs.
With the spaghettis and meatballs. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Up in the mountains.
But under the sea.
But also under the sea. Because I am from Peru. Anyway, so, but Did they find the aliens?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. So somebody clapped those cheeks.
No. They never went to the site.
God damn it.
They only remote viewed them. They only perved on them.
Somebody's got to go clap those alien cheeks or I will not feel right in the head.
They built these, like, receiving and sending towers for energy. You know, like the pyramids.
That's what they were made for. They were built from the top down to facilitate the...
Oh, with levitation.
Yeah, levitation and or giants.
No. Levitating giants. No. It was definitely levitation and teleportation. Let's say 50,000 years ago when the Tower of Babylon was still up. It was just one race of humans who could levitate and teleport, and they were all one people, and they were building this tower to prove that they could build it. You know how the story goes.
Yeah. They got too close
to heaven, and God said, you can't be doing this shit.
And then all of a sudden, their main engineer was like, a bip dee bop dee boo.
But a bada da boo.
A bip dee bop dee boo.
But a bada da bada.
The other guy was like, oh, hon, hon, hon. I'm back at.
And all the languages of the world were formed, and everybody had to separate to the different corners and be with their own speaking people.
Yeah, especially the ones that started going hoity toity toity.
Hoity 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 toity toity. Hoity 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 toity toity. Like that?
Yeah. You had to send them off.
Oh, yeah, they had to go to an island.
Yeah, and for some reason, they sent off a particular batch of people that just kept going, oh!
And that was all helped by aliens.
Yeah, of course.
They helped us evolve, and then they put us to work.
Fuck, so it's the aliens who clapped our cheeks.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta clap their cheeks, Dave. You and me, together, we're going to go to these sites that were remotely viewed, because apparently they have remained, apparently the aliens there remain virgin.
Oh, they saw humans with them.
With unclapped cheeks. Wait, what?
They saw humans there with helicopters taking...
Oh, so maybe those humans...
Are getting their cheeks clapped already.
Oh, God damn it. So nobody's clapping the aliens' cheeks.
No, but the aliens are clapping our cheeks.
Fuck. We have to clap them. We're going to name this episode Clap Them Alien Cheeks, which is particularly funny because I think we already have an episode called that.
Do we?
Yeah. But if I'm going to make sure of that because I want to make sure they're named the same exact thing. Clap Them Alien Cheeks. If the other one isn't already named that, then I'll rename it.
How many aliens episodes have we done?
This isn't the first time.
No, definitely not. This is.
I couldn't tell you, man. We talk about aliens all the time. We get abducted by them sometimes.
And then the CIA stopped funding the program in 1998. That year again. Why does that year keep coming up?
Because that's when...
Synchronicity, man.
That's when they decided they were tired of getting their cheeks clapped, and...
I'm telling you.
They left the gauntlet to us.
There's some synchronicity in the universe. 1973, 1998.
I think...
Something's going on, man.
Something is
1917.
Yeah, man.
1938, 1945...
I keep telling you, man, like, the caterpillars are, like off, you know?
Yeah, they're not becoming butterflies anymore. They're becoming moths now, man.
Yeah, and sometimes they're, like, becoming, like, tiny little penises that, like, flitter around and, like, ejaculate on people's faces.
Yeah, with fleshy wings.
Yeah, Yeah, man, it's like the boss that part, but instead they, like, stretched it out into fully functional wings.
Yeah, you got it.
They're not quite as majestic as a regular butterfly. We like to call them nutterflies. This episode is also brought to you by Nutterflies. When John listens to this to edit it, he's going to be pulling a lot of names out for the sponsorship of this episode. I'm the one that brought you that sponsorship, the Nutterfly
Foundation. Hold on,
because they're an endangered species.
Stop it! Stop talking about it. I think.
We could also name this episode Nutterfly Surprise.
Yes, definitely. Oh my god, I think this is my favorite.
In parentheses, clap them alien cheeks.
I think this is my favorite bit we've ever done on this podcast.
Certainly your favorite bit with me in it.
Yeah.
You usually want to kill me. You're like being friendly with me. You got your like weird smoke arm around me.
Yeah, you're a good guy. You know, you're not the worst, Shaggy.
Yeah, you know. When you give me them soy Scooby snacks,
you're a weird Muppet.
I'm in line.
You're a weird Muppet.
You know, I'm just glad we're getting past that one time I called you a smoke monkey.
What did you say?